Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
Have you noticed people getting bigger? Not just in the weight room. You should see the size of the guys we got planned for us next year. I mean, they are huge. I'm just afraid we're outgrowing the planet. Look at the facts. In my day, I was considered big. And Hayden, in your day, you were a big guy. And Dauber, when you played for us, you were the biggest guy we had. I just saw 10 guys got feet bigger than you. I'm just wondering where it all ends. I mean, if people keep getting bigger, then, you know, houses got to get bigger. Which means towns are going to get bigger. I mean, it just doesn't stop. And I mean, we're going to have to feed these giants. Where are we going to get the food? We're not going to get the food because there's not going to be land to grow the food on. Just huge people running around looking for something to eat. It means it's just a matter of time before people start eating each other. Hey, that only leads to one thing. People just keep eating until there's one person left. You know, a 30 to 40 foot fat guy.
I'm going to the TV room to see some tapes.
Evidently, you're not as concerned about this as I am.
I got the package. I need somebody to sell it.
Hey, you won't come here and see this! I figured there's only one logical end to this, a 30 or 40 foot fat guy. And I'm telling you this, Kelly, because I know you're concerned about the planet.
Well, even if it is true, what would you have people do?
Sure, I don't know what the solution is. I just identified the problem.
Want to help me fold this sheet?
You know, someday this is going to be a handkerchief.
Okay, well, I gotta go.
Yeah, I'm leaving, too.
Huh? Hey, I thought you wanted to watch the Timberwolves on the big screen TV.
No more big, Hayden. I'm scaling down. Somebody's got to turn this thing around.
So, what are you doing tonight?
I don't know. Probably just put my laundry away, study a little.
On Friday night? Are you going out with some friends or have a date?
I told you, it's a little hard, Dad. A lot of the kids I knew before I was married just seem so young now. Guys my age just really aren't into dating divorcees.
Why don't you go out with Christine and me?
Well, I'm sure Christine would love that.
Well, I mean, it's not like it's going to be some romantic evening. That's tomorrow night. And we're just going to go hear a lecture by this news guy, this Arthur Blackmore. He's a friend of Christine's, and then we're going to dinner afterwards. It's probably going to be dull as hell, but you might enjoy it.
Well, I have to admit, I am kind of a fan of Arthur Blackmore's.
Well, then come along with us. And if it's boring, we can make fun of him. We aren't going to have a lot of this father-daughter time left. I mean, you're going to fall in love with some guy I hate, and that's going to be it.
All right. Sure, I'll come. Thanks for asking. Is it too late for me to change?
Honey, it's never too late.
Arthur, just hearing that story makes me terrified.
Did they send you to Baghdad after the war started, or were you already there when it broke out?
Actually, I only flew into Baghdad to hook up with my crew before we went on to Riyadh. If it hadn't been for my Bedouin friends, I might still be there.
God, what an exciting life you lead. I listen to your stories and I feel like I'm not living at all.
I'm just trying to picture you on that camel for 4 straight days.
Well, you know, I went across the country once in a Corvair. Let me tell you, that was no picnic.
Arthur, can you stay for coffee?
I'd love to. But I've got a 6 a.m. conference call and the body is still on London time. But I really did enjoy the evening. Christine, great seeing you again. Hayden, great talking football. Keep those Eagles flying.
Will do, Artie.
And Kelly, if you're serious about changing your major to journalism, let me know.
And gee, sweetheart, give up all those credits you've earned in mime and dance?
Well, anyway, it really was great meeting you.
You too.
Christine, I don't fly out till Sunday, so I'll give you a call before I leave.
Oh, please do.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
All right.
What an amazing guy. Can you imagine a life like that? You'd feel like you were living every minute on the edge.
Yeah, I know that feeling. I lived with your mother.
were you serious tonight when you talked about switching your major to journalism? Well, I have been thinking about it.
Since when?
Since Arthur asked if I thought about switching my major to journalism.
Well, you know, even if you don't get a degree, doesn't mean you can't go into it. I was an English major in college, and I didn't become interested in broadcast news until I took that job in Kentucky as a meteorologist.
Meteorologist? I thought you were a weather girl. And a Misty Christie or something.
I was Christine Storm. The point is, it's not too late for Kelly to pursue a career in journalism if she's genuinely interested. Hello? Oh, hi, Arthur. Oh, sure. He's calling from the car. He wants to talk to you.
Me?
Why does he want to talk to Kelly?
Hello? Just a second. Christine, can I stay here tomorrow night? He wants to take me out.
Wait, what do you mean he wants to take you out?
Christine, can I?
Sure.
Wait a minute.
Tomorrow night sounds great. I'll see you then. Okay. Can you believe this? I'm going out with Arthur Blackmore.
Well, hey, hold the car phone.
What?
Well, I'm not sure I'm comfortable with this. I mean, where does he come off asking you out? I mean, we just met the guy. He's twice your age.
So what?
What do you mean, so what? Kelly, he's got a lot more experience than you do. I mean, this guy's been around the world, and if he's been around the world, that means he's been around the block.
Hayden, I've known Arthur for years. He's a very decent guy.
How decent can it be if he's hitting on my baby?
Baby?
You call him back and tell him your father said you can't go out.
You can't forbid me to go out with someone. I am an adult.
Not in this house.
This is insane. A minute ago, you thought he was one of the greatest guys in the world.
Yeah, well, maybe so, but you're not going out with him.
I am so going out with him. I'll go to bed with him if I want.
Christine, open a window. I'm going to jump out.
I'll open it. Which one?
Don't you dare to ever tell me you're going to bed.
I go to bed every night.
Why don't we call Dan Rather or Peter Jennings and you go out with them, too? Or if they're too young for you, we'll call Walter Cronkite. Where the hell are you going?
I am going to pee. Am I old enough? Do I have your permission?
Sleeping around? Peeing? Where is she picking this stuff up?
Hayden, if you're going to make a federal case out of this date, it's going to be Stuart Rosebrock all over again. You're going to make Arthur so attractive, she'll just throw herself at him, if for no other reason than just to spite you.
Oh, Christine, you'll never understand this till you're a father. But 21 or not, Kelly isn't old enough to handle this guy. I mean, she's so easily infatuated. She's impressionable.
Hayden, if it'll make you feel better, I'll take responsibility. They'll have an innocent evening, he'll fly out on Sunday, and it'll be over. And you know what else? Kelly'll love you for trusting her. You do trust her, don't you?
Oh, hell.
Kelly? You can go out with Arthur Blackhead if you want to. You're my daughter, and I trust you.
I think you did the right thing. You showed faith. You showed her respect. You showed a lot of growth. How do you feel?
I feel like I've been given an organ that my body's rejecting. I don't want to talk about this anymore.
No, I want an answer. You're saying that if you and I were the only two people left on Earth and there wasn't any food anywhere and you hadn't eaten in 6 weeks, you would be a little bit tempted to take a bite out of me?
No.
No, I don't believe you. It was me. I'd eat you in a second.
Oh, well. This is a stupid conversation,
Luther. It's a human thing to do.
I am done.
I'm not saying I'd enjoy it, but I know me and I know how I get when I'm hungry. What are you doing?
Well, I'm going to call Christine's to see if Kelly's back yet.
Sheesh, it's not even 10:30 yet.
Well, so we picked her up at 7. How long does it take to eat dinner and hear some jazz? I'm sick of it after 2 songs. Rats. The machine's on. They're not back yet.
Maybe they're back and they're doing something they don't want to stop.
Thank you, Luther. That's exactly what I want to hear. Why don't you go eat a neighbor?
Who are you calling?
I'm calling Christine at the station to see if she knows what the hell's going on. Ooh, ooh. What are you doing?
I'm going to see if I can hear the phone ring on TV.
Hey, Christine. You know it's 10:20 and Kelly's not home yet?
That's commercials on. I didn't hear nothing.
Christine, you said you were taking responsibility. They've been gone for 3.5 hours.
I am not having this conversation. This is ridiculous.
Look, now come on, humor me, will you? Call me when they get in.
I'll call you. Goodbye.
Well, she's going to call me when I get in. Excuse me.
Where are you going?
Over here.
What for?
Because I'm hungry and I don't feel like eating you.
Sure, you say that now.
This concludes the Channel 6 broadcast day.
Kelly, where are you? Oh, finally. Hayden.
You said you'd call. You didn't call. Where is she?
You drove all the way up here at 2 o'clock in the morning?
Dinner is over. The clubs are closed. Now, where in the hell are they?
Well, probably sitting someplace and talking.
At 2 in the morning?
As I remember, you and I once sat up and talked until dawn.
Well, yeah, until you finally said yes. I'm telling you, Christine, I don't trust this guy.
That's her. Go through the kitchen and go out the back way.
Night. Christine.
Hi.
You've been waiting up?
Oh, well, I was watching television and I dozed off and... Well, I guess you could say that I was waiting up. So, how did it go?
Absolutely magical.
Really?
Oh. If somebody had asked me to describe the perfect date, I don't think I could have come up with anything this good. He asked me to go to Bangkok with him.
Right, that's it. You're going home. Come on.
You are treating me like an 8-year-old.
Well, you're going out with a guy twice your age. You're going out to Bangkok. You're acting like an 8-year-old.
People, please. I have neighbors.
Dad, what are you even doing here?
I came here because I was worried about you.
Well, you don't have to. I am 21. I can take care of myself.
But you don't take care of yourself, Kelly. I paid for your rent, I paid for your school, I paid for your car, I even paid for your divorce.
But you offered all that. I never would have taken it if I'd known you were going to hold it over my head.
See, that proves you're not an adult. An adult would have known it was going to be held over their head.
I can't talk to him.
You talk to him, Christine. You're practically his mother anyway.
Kelly, shut up.
All right.
You too, Hayden. You are so anxious to prove you're independent, you're willing to fly halfway around the world with a man you just met. And you are so terrified of losing your daughter, you didn't even stop to ask whether she accepted the invitation.
Fair enough. All right. So, little Miss Foreign Correspondent, are you going?
You're damn right I'm going.
All right, fine. That's it. Fatherhood is over.
So is daughterhood.
Oh, go to Bangkok. Go to Thailand for all I care. Just don't come crawling to me when Mr. Loverboy changes the locks on the pagoda. Christine, you wanted the responsibility. You got it. Sayonara.
Well, maybe I should go, too.
Go where?
Go to Arthur's hotel.
Oh, Kelly, can we please talk?
Not if you're going to try to talk me out of this.
Of course I'm going to try to talk you out of this. But as your friend, not as a parent. Obviously, something happened between you and Arthur tonight, and I'm sure it was wonderful. But before you drop out of school and run off with him, can I just tell you a story? Kelly, this is the rest of your life we're talking about. You can give me 2 minutes.
Talk.
I'm going to tell you something that I haven't told another soul in 25 years. I mean, your father doesn't even know this.
He's not my father.
Okay, the big angry man who just left here doesn't even know this. When I was 20, and I know that's not quite the same as 21, I was a junior in college, and I had never done anything adventurous. I mean, this was the 60s, and I didn't do drugs. I wasn't rebellious. I didn't protest. I wore a bra. I was little Mary Sunshine. Until I met this wild man. He was older than I was. He was a musician. Very successful. I mean, if I told you who it was, you wouldn't believe me.
Well, even if you told me it was so long ago, I probably wouldn't know him.
It wasn't that long ago, and everyone knows it. Anyway, he was on tour, and he played the university, and I was working as an usherette, trying to make a little extra money. One of the roadies invited me and my girlfriend backstage afterwards, and even though I had a test the next day, I decided that this was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and I went. That was my last night at the University of Kentucky.
You're kidding. You quit school?
And I never went back. For the next 18 months, I was a groupie and an occasional tambourine player.
This. You traveled with the rock and roll band? That sounds incredible.
Yeah, I thought so too. At the time. But when it was over, and Kelly, believe me, when it ends with a crash. I knew that I had made the biggest mistake of my life. I tried to go back to college, but all of my friends had graduated. So, instead of getting my degree, I got the experience of living life on the road with one of the most raucous, hard-living, depraved group of musicians in the history of music. And I was pretty much the joy toy of their leader.
God, Christine, you've got to tell me who it was.
I can't.
Just suffice it to say, for 18 months, I was on the biggest Rocky Mountain high of my life.
God, Christine, it kills me that you won't tell me.
Kelly, the reason I am confessing all of this to you is not to try to talk you out of having an adventure, but it's to talk you into making your own adventure. See, if you go away with Arthur, you're just going to be an accessory to his life. I can't believe that's something you're going to look back on and feel good about.
Maybe I just wanted something to work. I mean, my life has been a mess this year. First it's the divorce, then my social life fell apart. I just figured it couldn't be any worse than anything else.
Stick around. It's gonna get better.
I'll go call Arthur. Oh, don't ask me to call my dad.
Look, I know you're angry at him, and believe me, I understand it. But you know he didn't mean a word he said tonight. He's just beginning the process of letting go of you. And it's killing him.
It's killing us both.
But he's taken the first step. See, mad or not, he did leave you to make your own decision.
That's true. Room 211, please. A couple of years ago, he probably would have driven over to Arthur's hotel room and threatened him.
That's exactly what he would have done. Tonight, he just disowned you.
Hello, Arthur. Hi, it's Kelly. Listen, I'm calling because I've been having second thoughts.
Funny. So have I.